A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. When Jesus and his disciples arrived at Bethsaida, people brought to him a blind man and begged Jesus to touch him. He took the blind man by the hand and led him outside the village. Putting spittle on his eyes, he laid his hands on the man and asked, "Do you see anything?" Looking up, the man replied, "I see people looking like trees and walking." Then he laid hands on the man's eyes a second time, and he saw clearly. His sight was restored, and he could see everything distinctly. Then he sent him home and said, "Do not even go into the village." The Gospel of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, well, Jesus is curing again. It's a common event in Mark's Gospel. Here, Jesus cures a blind man. But my claim is that this is a very unique occurrence in this case. Why do I say that? Because Jesus lays his hands on this blind man not once, but twice. The first time that Jesus lays his hands on the man, he reports that he sees people, but they look like walking trees. Didn't do a very good job, Jesus. But the second time, the man reports that he can see people clearly, and notice that it's people, not things. What could be the purpose of this story? After all, Jesus is powerful. He could have cured this man the first time. What's going on? I'd like to suggest that this story tells us that faith is so much more important than power. You see, others brought the blind man to Jesus. The blind man did not come on his own. You could have imagined what happened the night before. The man's friends want to take him to Jesus, and he says, "No, I don't believe in that stuff." And the man's friends argue with him and convince him finally to come to Jesus. After all, what does he have to lose? It's the friend's faith that is on tap here. And so the first time that Jesus puts his hands on the man's faith is not active but passive. And so it does not work very well. But the second time, that's the important one. You see, after the first time, the man's faith goes from passive to active. He begins to believe in Jesus. And the second time that Jesus puts his hands on the man, bingo, full sight. My friends, this is all about discipleship. It's discipleship for all of us. You see, for most of us, enlightenment does not occur all at once. Enlightenment occurs gradually. We need faith so that we can let God touch us where we really hurt. And then, and only then, do we get a final, a complete healing. A couple of simple examples. When we are ill, and go to a doctor. The doctor may be able to heal us physically. Perhaps, however, we need Jesus to heal us psychologically and spiritually. Two steps rather than one. Or perhaps we've hurt a friend, and the friend forgives us psychologically, but it takes Jesus for us to be forgiven spiritually, to get rid of that remaining guilt. Two steps rather than one. Our faith allows us to get complete healing, and it often must be public. Just like in today's Psalm 116, where we hear, and I quote, "My vows to the Lord I will pay in the presence of all his people." Public faith. Faith that affects us by being public. It's similar to the old Billy Graham crusades, where Billy would ask people to come to the front of the hall so that they could make their faith public. Then it really affects them, and it makes it real that they have faith. Public faith, my brothers and sisters, it's important. It's important, and it doesn't happen in only one step. It happens for most of us in two steps, three steps, four steps, one step at a time.